If you've had a chance to stargaze this month, you might already know about the conjunction of Jupiter and Venus. This week, the planets will almost appear to touch in the western sky. But while you're watching, take a moment to consider a different kind of convergence. WKNO's Christopher Blank says this one could be more of a close encounter.
Lamar Todd, a retired Memphis police officer, has brought me to an off-ramp in South Memphis. It's I-240 in Norris. On a clear night in 1977, he and his partner observed something very strange.
There are a number of power lines that cross here. It's a big high tension lines. And it was sitting right above those power lines.
It is the reason that Todd, who still goes by Captain Todd, is somewhat of a celebrity within a certain community of believers.
It was triangular in shape, had three lights on it. There was no noise to it. There was no engine noise, no jet propulsion.
And then, after about 5 minutes, it began to move.
It slowly moved off with no noise, then blasted over the horizon in a matter of seconds.
Captain Todd has retold this story for years, the night he and several others saw an unidentified flying object over Memphis. Decades later, it remains the kind of mystery that still intrigues investigators. Just to be clear, we're not talking about the FBI or the CIA. Rather, MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network. Each state has its own chapter. These are UFO enthusiasts trying to figure out what's actually up there.
The evidence is just everywhere and just overwhelming. All one has to do is just do a little investigation.
That's Eddie Middleton, the state director for MUFON in Tennessee. He says they get about one UFO sighting each week.
My experience has been that the great majority of the reports we get, I think, are the real thing. We classify as unknown.
Unknown, but not necessarily aliens. He says that it's often hard to tell what an object could be.
Most of the time, they're not that clear, you know, like the fuzzy light in the sky thing. But we've had a few pretty good ones. Like you may have seen the one that was on Action News 5 here back a couple of months ago with Joe Birch.
Question. Could UFOs be flying around the Mid-South? Well, one woman claims she spotted one in North Mississippi and has the video now to prove it. Here it is, WMC.
This was reported last February. In Channel 5's story, Angela Ashton described what she saw.
It was triangular shaped. It appeared to release smaller objects, but it was kind of hard to tell.
Some say that Memphis's proximity to a military base could either explain why some aircraft are unidentified, or why aliens might be visiting. Very likely that will be one of tomorrow's topics at the first ever MUFON conference to be held here in Memphis. Thursday is World UFO Day, which is also the anniversary of the alleged flying saucer crash in Roswell, New Mexico. But the location of the day-long Memphis Festival at Pine Hill Park and Community Center is where Captain Todd saw his UFO 38 years ago. Festival organizer Bridget Sanders says that she expects the gathering to attract more than just the foil hat crowd.
There's the sci-fi junkies, there are the comic book fans, the people that have had experiences with UFOs.
They'll come to hear guest speakers, watch some movies, and enter their pets in an alien pet costume contest. Yes, Sanders says, there's room for humor about the whole thing. In fact, she says, humor can even be a talking point. Like when Jimmy Kimmel asked President Obama if he had looked into the whole alien thing.
So did you look? Did you see? Did you explore?
I can't reveal anything.
Oh, really? Because President Clinton said he did go right in and he did check and there was nothing.
Well, you know, that's what we're instructed to say.
So it was kind of hilarious, but the fact was he never denied if there was aliens or not.
Learn more about Thursday's festival at worldufodaymemphis.org. For WKNO News and the people of Earth, I'm Christopher Blank.
Observing your extraordinary craft.